Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, this is Alice Jessup from B&G Apparel calling for Dave Morris. I'm very pleased to let you know that you have won our prize draw. There is no need to return this call. Just visit our store within the next week to take your pick of items from our spring collection and any accessories up to a total value of $300. When you come to collect your prize, please remember to bring a valid photo ID with you to allow our staff to confirm you as the winner of the drawing. Congratulations again.
Number 71. What business does the speaker work for? Number 72. Why should the listener visit the business? Number 73. What is the listener asked to do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following talk.
I appreciate you all volunteering to help with the preparations for the retirement celebration for our Vice President Daniel Walgreen on May 15th. With over 30 years' service to our company, Mr. Walgreen has been an essential part of the business, so we really want to make this a memorable evening for him. Janice has agreed to make arrangements for the hall and table ornaments, and the band has already been booked. We now need to discuss the various menu options so we can place an order with the catering company. We'll talk about what dishes you think would be most popular with those in attendance.
Number 74. What is the purpose of the May 15th event? Number 75. What has Janice agreed to do? Number 76. What will listeners do next? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, this is Jessica Montague from Pecori Incorporated. I was forwarded the email detailing your concerns about your internet service. I want to assure you that our recent merger with Sotheby Telecom will not affect your current unlimited data plan. Our intention throughout this process has been to ensure that all customers experience no changes to their services. For full details and regular updates, we recommend that you log on to www.pecoriainc.com. And, as of next week, we will be able to collect feedback and questions from customers directly through our client services page.
Number 77. Why is the speaker calling? Number 78. What type of company is Pecora Incorporated? Number 79. What will the listener be able to do next week? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting. Thanks for coming today. I've been asked to put together a design team to create a luxury brand of sneakers to sell alongside our other shoes in department stores. As you know, while sales for our latest range of footwear have been strong, the board feels we need to add a high-end product to the line. I believe I'm the right person to help us make the product successful because I got my master's degree in sports marketing. So I have an extensive knowledge in this area. If you're interested in joining this team, I'd like you to email me a short letter outlining how you could contribute to the project by the end of the day. At the team's initial meeting next week, we'll generate ideas for the brand. Feel free to stop by my office with any questions. Thanks. Number 80. What will the team be responsible for? Number 81. Why will the speaker be a good asset? Number 82. What will happen at next week's meeting? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following speech.
I am honored to be able to welcome you all to the Hattingley Museum of Contemporary Art. Tonight's exclusive viewing for members has been proudly endorsed by the Chamber of Commerce. This is the first chance anyone has had to see this impressive collection of sculptures by Sarah Millicent, who joins us here tonight. Ms. Millicent originally chose accounting as her career, receiving a bachelor's degree from the prestigious London School of Business. She spent many years in that field before deciding to take up sculpture full-time not too long ago. We are glad she did, as her work provides a fresh and unique perspective on this classic art form.
Number 83. What kind of event are the listeners attending? Number 84. Who is Sarah Millicent? Number 85. What does the speaker mean when he says,
"We are glad she did"?
Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following advertisement. Whether you're out for a formal event at the theater or home relaxing in front of the TV, Cheyenne Company has got you covered. We strive to help you look your best. We offer affordable modern fashions to suit your lifestyle. And with our year-end sale, you'll get the lowest prices of the season. Coats and jackets are 60% off. Footwear is 75%. And jeans and leggings, we're giving them away. They're priced at an amazing 90% off. Don't miss out on these extraordinary deals. Come to Cheyenne Company's sale this Friday through Sunday. Number 86. What kind of business is being advertised? Number 87. What does the man mean when he says, "We're giving them away"? Number 88. How long does the sale last? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Finally on the agenda, here's an update on my department, Human Resources. As some of you may know, we are expanding the company's design team. Consequently, we need graphic designers, especially those with extensive experience in web design and photo editing. If you have any friends or, perhaps former co-workers who might be a good fit for our corporate culture, please let me know. It's worth it for you to put forward reliable and friendly candidates. After all, you'll be working alongside these people. Because this is a small company, we work very closely together, and we want all staff members to become friends with their colleagues. We believe that the more comfortable you are with your co-workers, the better the work will be. That's what it's all about. Thanks in advance for your assistance.
Number 89. What is the topic of the talk? Number 90. What are the listeners asked to do? Number 91. What does the woman mean when she says,
"That's what it's all about"?
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following announcement and directory.
Thank you for visiting the Gamma National Zoo. We try to make your time here memorable and exciting. Facility information is available from our guides, who can be identified by their red vests. Or you may also refer to the directories located near most exhibits. Lockers to store your personal items are available right next to the ape house, and a food court is located between the aviary and the big cat's enclosure. And I have a quick reminder. At 1 o'clock, you can check out the reptile show at the Lizard House. Adults and children alike will enjoy their amazing feats. See you there.
Number 92. What is the purpose of the announcement? Number 93. Look at the graphic. Where can listeners find storage lockers? Number 94. According to the speaker, what can listeners do at 1 o'clock? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following introduction and program. It is now my great honor to introduce our keynote speaker for this evening. With a career reporting from the front lines of some of the world's poorest areas, Edward Ellsberg is an inspiration to us all. In just a few minutes, he'll present photos taken by his team during his latest trip to North Africa. This will replace the talk by Maria Barber, who could not be here tonight. Mr. Ellsberg's keynote address will be on the impact of droughts in the Third World. The organizers have asked me to remind you that you can donate to a relief fund through Mr. Ellsberg's website, www.edwardellsberg.net. The evening will wrap up with a performance by Danielle Shaney. Number 95. Who is Mr. Ellsberg? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which activity has been canceled? Number 97. According to the speaker, what can listeners do online? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following announcement and list.
Attention all passengers. Due to a malfunction with the station's computer display program, some platforms listed on the departure board are incorrect. The train bound for Tresta is departing from Platform 5 instead of Platform 1. This train is scheduled to leave the station in a minute. If you are a passenger for Tresta, please proceed to Platform 5 immediately. We will hold the train for an additional 10 minutes. In addition, the platforms for Kensworth and Norden have been switched. The Hampstead departure is correct. Staff members are located throughout the station to direct you to the correct platform. Thank you for your understanding, and we hope to resolve the issue shortly.
Number 98. According to the speaker, what has caused a problem? Number 99. What is indicated about the train to Tresta? Number 100. Look at the graphic. What is the destination for the train departing from Platform 3?